Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipuryo, Dr. A.R. Rehman announced Naga International Studio. Grammy-winning composer Dr. A.R. Rehman shares global vision for Naga musicians. President Draupadi Murmu confers Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar to 20 children. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Gen Z and Gen Alpha will drive India towards Viksit Bharat goal. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo and Oscar and Grammy Award winner Dr. A.R. Rehman today jointly announced the establishment of the Naga International Studio by A.R. Rehman. The announcement was made at Tuphema Village in Kohima. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Rio said the studio would serve as a hub for nurturing local talent, promoting storytelling and producing world-class music and creative content inspired by Naga culture. He expressed gratitude to Dr. Rehman for recognizing the potential of the Naga people and for investing in the state's creative ecosystem. Dr. Rehman expressed his appreciation to the government of Nagaland and the Chief Minister for its priority and focus on the music industry and the creative economy, highlighting the immense potential of the region's talented youth in contributing to the nation-building process. Dr. Rehman expressed hope that the Naga International Studio would provide a platform for musicians and artists to create world-class music while preserving and promoting the region's rich musical heritage and legacy. More from our correspondent.
Conceptualized by the legendary musician and filmmaker A.R. Rehman, the studio will be located in Kohima and envisioned as a world-class music production and creative facility. The project will comprise state-of-the-art recording studios, a performance auditorium, and related support infrastructure. Envisioned as a center of excellence, the studio will facilitate music production, training, capacity building, and mentorship under the guidance of Dr. Rehman. Once completed, the studio is expected to significantly enhance Nagaland's and India's presence on the global music map. The initiative is also anticipated to position Nagaland as a destination for music, culture, and tourism while attracting national and international artists to the northeastern region and providing a strong impetus to the creative economy. The project has been facilitated by the Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, and the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, IDEN, and is proposed to be funded through private corporate investment. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Academy Award-winning composer Dr. A.R. Rehman spent Christmas with children of the Kohima Orphanage and Destitute Home, sharing a vision of global opportunities for young musicians from Nagaland. He expressed hope that artists from the state would one day collaborate on international film projects through the upcoming Naga International Studio.
There will come a day where, you know, Hollywood movies would come and record with you guys in the Naga Studio. That's the kind of vision I'm seeing for the young musicians of Nagaland, and I hope you all inspire and make India proud, because you are India, you know, and the more you rise, the more India is going to recognize, embrace. That day will be my proudest day.
Dr. Rehman described the occasion as one of his most memorable Christmas celebrations in decades. Praising the Sunshine Orchestra of Nagaland, he said he regularly showcases their performances around the world. Dr. Rehman further suggested reimagining the home as a place of celebration, love, friendship, and progress. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment and science and technology.
आप जैसे वीर और प्रतिभाशाली बच्चे निरंतर अच्छा काम करते रहेंगे ये तो शुरुआत है जिंदगी बहुत उड़ान करने के लिए बाकी है मुझे लगता है आपके प्रतिभा से भारत जरूर उत्साहित होगा और बहुत सारे बच्चे आपको फॉलो करेंगे वो भी अपना अपना हुनर दिखाने के लिए वो भी प्रयास जरूर करेंगे
The president further said that when the children of a country are imbued with patriotism and high ideals, the humanity of that nation is assured. Veer Bal Divas is observed every year to commemorate the martyrdom of Sahibzada Baba Zorawar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji, the sons of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the center of nation building. Addressing the Virbal Divas program at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. He emphasized that youth remain at the core of every initiative taken by the government in various fields including space, sports, fintech and manufacturing. He highlighted that efforts are being made to connect youth and provide them opportunities. Mr. Modi reaffirmed that the government's commitment to providing better chances to harness their talent, confidence and leadership.
अब भारत ने तय किया है कि गुलामी की मानसिकता से मुक्ति पानी ही होगी। अब हम भारतीयों के बलिदान, हमारे शौर्य की स्मृतियां दबेगी नहीं। अब देश के नायक नायिकाओं को हाशिए पर नहीं रखा जाएगा और इसलिए वीर बाल दिवस को हम पूरे मनोभाव से मना रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister said over the past 4 years, the Virbal Divas has carried the inspirations and sacrifices of the Sahibzadas to the younger generation. On the occasion, Mr. Modi interacted with the 20 awardees of Rashtriya Bal Puraskar and heard the life stories of the children. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that under the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin scheme, development works will be carried out in villages to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the newly enacted act provides a mandatory unemployment allowance if work is not provided within 15 days of application.
रोजगार देना नंबर एक और विकसित संपूर्ण विकसित गांव बनाना नंबर दो. तीसरा ये प्रावधान भी किया है कि अविकसित पंचायत या जहां ज्यादा रोजगार की जरूरत है वो पीछे ना रह जाए. अब आज बदलती हुई परिस्थितियों में रोजगार के अवसर भी बढ़ रहे हैं, कई योजनाओं के कारण जनता की गरीबी भी दूर हो रही है. तो हर एक आदमी 100 दिन करे ये जरूरी नहीं है, लेकिन जरूरतमंद तो 100 दिन कर ही रहा है ना, और इसलिए उनकी जरूरत 125 तक की हो सकती है.
The minister said the total estimated annual funds requirement on wage, material and administrative components is over 1,51,000 crore rupees, including the state share. Mr. Chauhan said of this, the central share is over 95,000 crore rupees. In men's cricket, Nagaland today registered a 7-wicket victory over Meghalaya in their Vijay Hazare Trophy plate group match played in Ranchi. Meghalaya won the toss and elected to bat first but were restricted to 190 runs. In reply, Nagaland chased down the target with 79 balls to spare. Chetan Bist remained unbeaten on 72, while Rongson Jonathan scored 61 to guide the successful run chase. With this win, Nagaland moved up to second place in the points table and will next face Mizoram on Monday, the 29th of December. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has issued a warning of dense fog over the northeastern states till morning hours tomorrow.
Fog at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Orissa, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim and Uttarakhand till morning hours of the 27th of December. Visibility may drop sharply, disrupting road, rail and air travel.
In Nagaland, dry weather is expected over the next 5 days. During the period, temperatures in Kohima are likely to range between 6 and 17 degrees Celsius, while Dumapur may record temperatures between 10 and 28 degrees Celsius. Temperature in Tuensang is likely to drop to as low as 4 degrees Celsius. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipuro, Dr. A.M. Rehman, announced Naga International Studio. Grammy-winning composer Dr. A.R. Rehman shares global vision for Naga musicians. President Draupadi Murmu confers Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar to 20 children. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Gen Z and Gen Alpha will drive India towards Viksit Bharat goal. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.